and you said garage sailing is one of the best start right now business experiences that you can go get. It's very practical. So I took it and ran with it. So I did that for a summer. I made about $5,000, but this snowballed into bigger opportunities. So I started with that. Then my brain started to change.
I need to know what were your best single flip. What did you buy for the least and sold for the most?
Yeah, so amazing. The Amazing Spider-Man first appearance of Carnage. I spent $1. I sold it for $80 that same day. I sold travel bags. I bought two of them for $15, ended up selling them for $300. So I never had that. Like, I still got that thrill of the hunt.
The amount of people listening, or the amount of friends of the people listening right now, that like desperately could use $15 to $300 is like very real. And I know right now someone's like, oh yeah, but gas and eBay fees. I'm like, cool. $15 to $197 is like a real win for a lot of people. And it is the thrill of the hunt. And that's why we're going into that season now. It is absolutely garage sale season. We need to do it. Vayner Nation, how are you? A very, 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 very special episode of the Gary Vee Audio Experience. As you know, the guests are more rare. The original content is more rare. It's more chopping and figuring out and obviously working. Thank you all for enjoying the podcast. As a matter of fact, in this opportunity of being live with you, for everyone who's listening to the podcast, I really do see all my tweets. So please hit me up on Twitter and put, hey, Gary V, the podcast, and then finish your sentence any way you want, but I'll search, hey, Gary V, the podcast. Would love to get your perspectives, what you like, what's helped you. I know it's working. But today's episode is really kind of a meta thing. I'm gonna let the guest explain it, and then I'm gonna jump on and tell you all why it's important. But Jonathan, why don't you tell the Vayner Nation how you got here? Give us the whole story. Take the next 2-3 minutes, and first tell us who you are, what you do, but then tell us why you're here.
Yeah, definitely. So my name is John Torrey, co-founder and director of marketing at Searchlight. So we match data, online activity to offline sales for home service companies. We've grown rapidly over the past few years. And really this journey started about 4 years ago in 2019. I was a product manager at a technology company. I had a really great first part of my career, but I felt very stuck. I was approaching my 30th birthday. Deep down, I just knew that I should be doing more. I always had that entrepreneurial spirit, but I didn't know where to turn. And I was listening to one of your podcasts and you said, garage sailing is one of the best start right now business experiences that you can go get. It's very practical. So I took it and ran with it. So I did that for a summer. I made about $5,000, but this snowballed into bigger opportunities. So I started with that. Then my brain started to change.
I need to know what were your best single flip. What did you buy for the least and sold for the most?
Yeah, so amazing. The Amazing Spider-Man first appearance of Carnage. I spent $1. I sold it for $80 that same day. I sold travel bags. I bought two of them for $15, ended up selling them for $300. So I never had that. Like, I still got that thrill of the hunt. I love it. You're outside. You're talking to people.
The first appearance of Carnage, which I actually was a comic book and baseball card dealer at that point. There was a very short window when I was flipping comics in addition to cards, and Carnage's first appearance was the comic that started that business, because I bought 80 of them.
Yep.
And like, it really got hot. Carnage got hot. So that's massive. I love that story. But by the way, the thrill of the hunt, $1 going to 80 or 15 going to 300. We're so caught up in the Elon Musk or the Jeff Bezos or this, that, and the other thing that we don't realize how epic that is for so many. The amount of people listening, or the amount of friends of the people listening right now, that like desperately could use $15 to $300 is like very real. And I know right now someone's like, oh yeah, but gas and eBay fees. I'm like, cool, $15 to $197 is like a real win for a lot of people. And it is the thrill of the hunt. And that's why we're going into that season now. It is absolutely garage sale season. We need to do it, but go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, so absolutely. So I started there, but taking that action, and it taught me business skills that actually helped get Searchlight to 7 figures. And we can go into some of that, but that turned into sports card trading. So I was walking through a mall. I saw a Carson Wentz autographed helmet, and I thought, this is interesting. This is April. If I buy this now and he gets back to his MVP form, this is a couple of years ago, I could probably flip that. And then you started talking about sports cards, and I thought, oh, that's a lot easier to store. I know the print runs, things like that. So I got into sports cards right away. I built a nice little collection for myself, but it was during the boom time. So I was able to save a year of income, literally a year of income buying and selling. I got into the communities. I learned, I know they don't like to talk about it as investing, things like that. But then that led me to writing for 137 PM. So in February of 2021, I called DM Tyler. I had written two articles. I wrote a summary for him. I said, hey, I'd love to do some freelance writing. I applied, hadn't heard back. So let me, you know, demonstrate that value to you. He got me connected with Jay. It took a couple months. I had to send, you know, follow up with another article, but they said, hey, we love your latest piece. We're going to go live with it. Let's do this on a more regular cadence. So that turned into that. And then a couple months later, you on the Props and Drop podcast said, hey, if one of my listeners writes the top 50 famous failed card games and publish it, I'm going to share it across all my social media channels. And because I had been writing for 137 PM, I've been doing the listicles. I was more prepared than ever to take the bull by the horns there. So I wrote it. It was Saturday. I was in Burke, Vermont. I was with my friends. They were mountain biking. So Saturday, I'm in this house alone because they're mountain biking. And I just started going. I wrote 50. I added five. You shared it across all your socials. And then what I learned in that moment was I need my own blog. I published it on medium.com. You drove thousands of people to like, man, I should have had a blog. I could have captured email addresses. This could become a nice little side hustle. And so 2 weeks later, I launched startwithnfts.com because of that experience. I'm like, no, I'm not letting that pass up. And you were talking about NFTs. And, you know, I was kind of drawn to that from the collectability of sports cards. So I wrote a couple Curio card articles, which you retweeted. Crypto Strikers, you retweeted. Then Tyler DM'd me and said, hey, man, you should write about NFTs for 137 PM. And I said, sweet. Like, how do you want me to do it? He said, I trust you. Just find some people to interview and write some stories. So Ezra on your team, Jeremy Hone, the local weather team. I got to interview Matthew Lillard, one of my favorite actors. He played Stu and Scream. And he was so kind. And he's like, I love Gary Vee. I love that we're going to do this. So I really built this skill set of writing and putting content out there. But in between there, we started a little company called Searchlight Advertising. And at first we were an agency in the home services space doing PPC and Facebook marketing. We got a few clients. It was nights and weekends, but I knew at my full-time job, they were going to get rid of me at some point. Cause I was remote. I was going to go where my girlfriend is. I'm down in Raleigh, North Carolina now. And you know, we grinded, I mean, nights, weekends, we had our first few clients. We delivered exceptional experiences. PE firms were coming into the space and buying these companies like crazy. So the clients that we went above and beyond for started to get acquired. And then the PE firm would fire us. And those clients would say, no, we need this team to do this. And we were able to win some of that back. But the biggest thing to connect us to garage selling for people, we had three accounts in our first 6 months of business. Family, friends, just, hey, we'll do this at a low cost. We did this in automotive for 10 years. We care about your business. We're going to help you grow. One of the things that I discovered with one of my clients, they came back to me and said, hey, Jonathan, we love your team. We know that you care about our business, but we don't see the return on ad spend in the CRM. And so for my eBay days, what I would get really detailed. I would look at the sales comps and the details of the listing. If this Nerf gun has this cartridge, it sells for $10 more. So I want to look for that. So I tracked by hand thousands of leads from lead to revenue. And we found a huge problem in the HVAC, electrical, plumbing industries, which was blowing up at the time, really accelerated by COVID. So we built a solution around that. And we're bootstrapped. We found product market fit. But the best part of all of this is we find this product market fit. Now we got to go tell the world about it. And I use that writing experience from 137 PM, from medium.com. A lot of what you talk about, like everybody had a podcast, everybody had a Facebook group. We had very unique data. We could tell you how customers convert on the website, the actual customer acquisition cost. It's a long journey in HVAC. You get an appointment, consultation, turn it into events. So we can track that better than anybody, even some of the big players that are competing with us. And I started the data-driven trades Substack. Took me 2 minutes. It was about 8 months in when I have gotten multiple DMs on LinkedIn a week. John, I love your content. Let's talk. I want to learn more about how your billion-dollar companies, PE firms, and we can't even keep up with it. We just partnered with a company called Chirp. They do outbound, you know, get a consultation, send some text. So we're measuring the revenue there with our capabilities. And that came about because a client heard me on a podcast. They hired us. Then they hired Chirp. And it's, I've been blown away. And it's all of this. You talked before about ingredients and then cooking those ingredients. Garage sailing, writing on Medium, writing for 1:37 p.m., starting a blog, the arbitrage of the sports cards and the garage sales all kind of culminated. Seven-figure business, bootstrapped, six of us full-time. And we're growing like crazy at a time where I'm very empathetic to, you know, the larger economy right now, but that's created more demand for our data because it's been a lot harder out there.
Amazing.
So thank you, because your advice, just taking it, running with it, really helped.
Well, it's the thing that I think about every day. Even like having you on right now, it's like there's six people who've been listening to me for 9 years who, now that you just said it and it's not me saying it, have decided to do it. Mm-hmm. I thank you, because without people like you, it's not fulfilling.
Yep.
You know, I know what I'm putting out. I know what happens if people do it. I just know that 99% of people that listen to me don't do it.
Right.
You know, there was this thing I would do every couple of years where I was like, stop listening to me right now. Like, unsubscribe from this podcast, unfollow me, stop listening and go. And I've met a lot of these people who did it. They're like, Gary, I'm so pumped. You told me stop consuming me, start doing. And I met these people. The reason I don't do it the last couple of years is what happened was the same people that wouldn't listen to the advice and do anything about it thought that stopping following me made them do it, but they didn't. So I really fucked up because they stopped getting positive, you know, energy and karma, and they still weren't doing it. And instead they found like bad versions of that energy. And like, it's almost like, it's why I stopped doing it. I'm like, fuck, this is fucking it up. It's like that's bad advice. The good advice is doing what I'm doing right now, which is like, my friends, everything you just heard is real. Like, if you do the push-ups, you get the muscles. Like, I promise you, like, let's just not even make this historical. If you do Facebook Reels right now, three a day, instead of just doing TikTok and Instagram, I promise you, you'll grow much better on Facebook Reels than everywhere else. And I don't care if you're selling to 23-year-old cool kids. If you title your YouTube shorts the way that people search on Google, which, oh, by the way, you don't need any special tools. Go type in every word, any word, HVAC. I can type that into Google right now. Forget about Google Trends and better analytics. Just typing it in, Google will populate 10 things that most people type in the bar. Mm-hmm. If you make a video on YouTube Shorts that's like a TikTok or an Instagram Reel or a YouTube Short, but you title it based on what people search, your YouTube Short might become a video that leads to a lot of business opportunities for you. Just the YouTube Short, because unlike TikTok and Instagram, it's not like ephemeral where it goes away after a day or an hour. It's kind of there because YouTube's the second biggest search engine. If you start a podcast, if you post on LinkedIn three times a day, if you start a Facebook group, if you eat more protein than carbs, if you work out every day, if you sleep 7 hours a day, you will lose 13 pounds. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so it's huge that you're doing that. And what about getting on this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, getting on this podcast, like, I saw a tweet from you, and look, I pay attention. So when we talk about, like, right now, because of an email newsletter, right? And I hear you, like, we need to do video, and we've turned it into videos, but it's my email newsletter. We are either working with or in conversations or RFP with 7 of the 10 largest private equity firms, and we didn't exist as a business a couple years ago. But getting to this podcast, I saw a tweet where you responded to somebody and said, it's my biggest challenge. That person sort of mentioned, hey, Gary, you talk about doing all these things, but most people listen, they get hyped, they flex, and then it just kind of dies off. So I saw that. And it was, for me, the story was really just, I heard that, you know, I felt super stuck and anxious about where I was at my career and life. So I just went garage sailing. I just went and I did it, and I loved it. And I did it every single weekend. Then it turned into sports cards. Then it turned into writing for 1:37 p.m. Somewhere in the middle there, I got, you know, a call like, hey, dude, you're killing it. You should join Search Ad Advertising. Let's grow this thing. And again, all the ingredients there helped. But you and I have interacted a bunch. Like, you've retweeted a lot of my articles because I know you like and you're interested in. So by the time I got to that 5-minute FaceTime with you, because I bought one of the slots from an NFT holder, and I kind of prepared. It's like, yeah, I think I'm actually your perfect case study, because I didn't, 4 years ago, I didn't think I was going to be able to do this. That was my goal, is to inspire people who listen to this. But I just followed it for 4 years, didn't give up. There are a lot of times I wanted to, but I didn't. And now it's like, whoa, like, I wake up in my life. I moved from Burlington, Vermont to Raleigh, North Carolina. I've got a new business. I sold a blog in less than 18 months. I sold Start With NFTs. I went through that whole process, got myself a nice little bonus. And now if you ask people, like, all of a sudden they're like, John Torrey came out of nowhere in the HVAC space, but you need to subscribe to his content. And it's opened tremendous doors just from written content in the context of what's valuable to our customers. And it was just doing it over and over.
By the way, John, you know this because you really do pay attention. I talk about the written play as a real play. Yes. Do I think people do Facebook Reels? I sure do. But it's clear to me you very much pay attention. I can't even imagine how many times you've heard me say, it starts with self-awareness. And if you're a great writer, just write. Be a blogger. Like, there's a lot of people let me give you an example. If I was scared of the camera, if I was scared of the camera, which many people are, they're insecure of how they look, they don't like it. And that was the only difference in my life. I'm just scared of the camera. I'm incapable of writing, which is why I've never been a blogger. What I would do is I would be an audio monster. Audio monster. Yeah. I don't mean just a podcast. I would turn my audio clips, or I would do memos on my iPhone, and I would do memos on my iPhone. Actually, what am I talking about? Right now, one of my best creative pillars in my Gary Vee brand is just audio with a visual on Instagram, where it's just me talking and we're doing word overlays and like a nice little mountain in fucking Vermont. I don't know.
Yep. You got to get the Vermont there. Well, so what I would do, Gary, is I would go into these Facebook groups, knew that they existed. I didn't want to compete there. That's just, it's not my thing. It wasn't sort of my, like, that's not my super. So I go into these Facebook groups, and every night I would just read the comments, because you talked about this before too. Just read the comments, get the feel of people. So I would, people would ask the same questions over and over. Well, how do you deal with manual calls? What's your cost per acquisition? What is this? What is that? So yes, I wrote these articles, but I answered the questions that I saw over and over again in these groups, where these HVAC companies are super brutally honest with each other. I was able to get in there and I just kind of lurk and read, answer the questions. Then what we do is, Elena on my team, she'll do the same thing. We'll do a visual of the data. You know, you can click through. We do video content. We'll do audio content. We could be doing it way more, but just literally the newsletter itself has been so effective that I've actually had to go and help with some of the onboarding and you know, some of the partnership work there, because it's just, it's grown that quickly.
Listen, there's nothing I'm more sure of. I'm more sure that content at scale that comes from an authentic place of either passion or knowledge at scale in all formats, in all the relevant distribution channels. I know that that is effective if you do it for a year or two to create unlimited opportunities. I believe in that more than I believe that the sun will come up tomorrow.
Yep.
That is literally how much I believe.
Freaking played out. Yeah.
You bought the 5-minute slot from the 5-minute FaceTimes that were part of my NFT project because I want everybody to hear all of this, because they may not be able to do it with me, but they may be able to do it with many of the others that are people like me. In that, you're like, I believe that I'm one of those people. And then what happens in that 5-minute FaceTime?
Yeah. So, you know, you had a fever the night before. So I knew going in, I'm like, all right, Gary's probably tired. So I want to be succinct and clear about this journey. I started from step one, 2019, hated my job, was really freaking out, about to turn 30. Like, I felt helpless and stuck. Not a great place to be. Serendipitously, I was driving to Connecticut to visit my girlfriend, heard your podcast where you said, garage sales, great, start right now. So I did it. Then it turned into sports cards. Then I actually started a podcast. There's so many different things I tried. I started a podcast interviewing UVM, University of Vermont alumni, to talk about their career journeys. We actually did a show with a student where it was during COVID, and she went through the process of getting a job. She got multiple offers. We documented it. Then I went on tea with Gary Vee, with you. And I asked, like, how do I grow the podcast? And what ended up happening from there is I wrote how I got on Tea with Gary Vee. You retweeted it. So I wrote for Medium. And this is what I told you in that call. Told you about, okay, that I wrote 70 articles on Medium. I got my writing chops up, made some money doing it. And then from there, it was writing for 1:37 p.m., then writing the 50 famous failed card games, then starting this blog. And again, all behind the scenes doing the Searchlight thing and growing the hell out of that. And I sit before you, and this is what I said. I think this is the, not angle, but I think this is why you were, because I said, I see you talk about how you really want to see case studies. That's your biggest, someone asked you like, what's your biggest need or what would you like to see the most? Like, I just would love to see case studies of people who take the things that are relevant to them. Like, I like the garage sale. I'm not doing it just because you said it. I liked it. I loved it. Sports cards, the same thing.
And nobody, I think nobody's waking up at 5:30 to take $18 into 150, even though they need that 150, unless there's some level of like. The thing that most people don't realize is most of the people listening right now don't realize how much they're going to like it, especially the people. There's somebody right now listening, cliche 48-year-old dude, fan of Gary B, fucks with me. I fuck with you, by the way, Johnny. Big shout out. Has a 6-year-old daughter, has working, loves his daughter, plays with her, but doesn't have his thing with his daughter yet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Doesn't have his thing. Mm-hmm. Has no idea that if the Saturday after he listens, let's say he's, I don't know when we're going to post this podcast. Let's say it's Tuesday. That if he right now Googles while he's at work, while he's running, while he's on a treadmill right now, takes his phone and Googles garage sales around Gary, Indiana, because he lives in Gary, Indiana, or garage sales near me, or downloads a garage sale app on the app store that shows him garage sales around him, comes home Tuesday night, says his 6-year-old daughter, we're doing something this Saturday morning, you and me, just daddy and daughter time, plops her in the back seat and goes from 8 a.m. to noon and then has lunch with her, that the reason that AJ Vaynerchuk and I are such close brothers is because garage sailing.
Yep.
Like, it's just a change.
Yep.
And so, like, a lot of parents don't realize, oh, it's not this or they this, or they take them to things, but it's not quality time. Like, you took them to karate, but you weren't with them. When you're in the car together for 4 hours, when you're driving 17 minutes to your next garage sale, and you ask your 6-year-old daughter, hey, why'd you want me to buy that rabbit? She says something, you get a little more insight to her. You say something. You, by the way, are such a good listener that would really work for you. But like, I just don't think people realize what I'm saying, which is like, hey, a lot of you listening right now could use an extra $5,000 this summer. Hey, this works every time. If you do the homework of searching on eBay, what's valuable, what's not, you do it 10, 20 times, you get your chops up. You learn how to copyright headlines. You learn how to take photos. You learn how to have humility of like packing the boxes and shipping it. But most of all, you're going to get quality time with your under 10-year-old, because taking them to soccer matches and then watching them is amazing and talking about the game after. But being in a car together for 6 hours, going to garage sales where there's a million different things at these homes that lead to conversations, learned interests, shared interests. If you watch your child of what they're gravitating towards, you're like, oh, you like that? Why? Da-da-da-da. Like, I'll give you, I'm just going to keep playing up this imaginary story. She picks up a badminton like racket. She thinks it's cute. You're like, oh, you like that? You buy the fucking set for $3. You come home, you put it up in the afternoon. Now you're playing badminton. Like, this is life.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry to derail you. I wanted to get that out because, to your point, the whole meta of this conversation, I am desperate for more people after this podcast to do the thing. And I don't think I can be the only storyteller of it because they didn't see me at 17, 20. I said this to Dustin in Asia. I was like, I wish I was dramatically less successful so that everybody would believe me more. They only see the end result. Yeah. They didn't, right. They don't, when I say in my 20s that I was making less than 100K and working, you know, all these hours and da-da-da and doing it for my parents, they don't hear me. It's the same reason when I was saying 99% of NFTs are going to go to zero, people didn't hear that. They heard it as 20% of NFTs are going to lose 30% market share. They didn't hear 99 to zero.
Yeah. I mean, when I quit my full-time job to go to Searchlight, I made less than $100,000 and I lived with my parents in South Philadelphia for 5 months. and ended up selling my car. I still haven't gotten a car again. And I love every second of it. Like in those moments, you think I'm 32 and living at home with my parents.
Right.
It didn't bother me at all because I knew where I was going. But just to the point that was, of...
That's so big. You know, I always talk about don't give a fuck what they're saying. You said something right now that I say, but not as clear as you just said. I never was confused how the outcome... I always say, I said it in a brunch a few minutes ago with a bunch of NFT holders. I know how this movie ends. I know what the scoreboard is going to look like when it hits 000. The reason you didn't give a fuck at 32 is the same reason I didn't give a fuck at 32. I knew where I was going.
Yep. And I have more data on it. Because you asked me that 5 years ago. I'd have been like, well, I don't know. I had success in a large company. But then I started to get data through the, oh, garage sales. I'm actually good at this. Oh, the writing actually built an audience. So I got, as I got more data, when I'm 32 working 15 hours a day, you know, in my parents' spare bedroom, like I know where this is.
Let me tell you what's important about the data you got. It was affirmation on merit, not based on subjective opinions in a corporation.
Uh-huh. And that's got what it? I've always
right.
with.
You know, in a job, right? You're getting, Julian is going to get affirmation of my subjective opinion. And I'm a human. Sids, Dustins, D-Rocks. It's flawed data. It could be, it's fine, but it's a human's opinion.
Yep.
When you buy and sell on eBay, when you write articles, the market decides.
Yep. And that's important because when I felt stuck, I knew those subjective opinions. I'm like, these people are undervaluing me and they're overlooking me. Cause I didn't get promoted for 5 years and I was traveling across the country presenting to Audi and a lot of these big brands. I'm like,
subjective taking for granted. They didn't even do it logically sometimes. Sometimes right. managers and owners, I say this because it's happened to me and I watched it happen to a million people. Sometimes it's not even quote unquote on purpose.
Yep.
Sometimes exactly. it's not even ill intended. As a matter of fact, I would argue the best people live lives where they're being taken for granted. My kindness, my empathy, my generosity is always taken for granted because people become used to it.
Right.
Anyway, we're wrapping this up. I got to go to my next thing, unfortunately, but I think for everyone, you could tell why I wanted this man on. I feel like this episode is going to get 16 of you off your butt. And 16 out of 150,000 is better than zero out of 150,000. So brother, I'll give you the last few seconds here if you want to shout out anything or say anything or do anything, it's yours.
No, I mean, just shout out to you, Gary, everybody listening. I promise you, like, just try it out. Nothing better than a Saturday morning when the sun is shining and you're sitting thinking about what Netflix show you're going to watch to buy the time. And to go out, do it with your friends. Like I would do it with my girlfriend and that brought us closer together. You're outside. You get to see all this cool collectibles. Why do people buy this? Why do they care about it? Why are people paying all this money for it as a way to get started? Because look at what it turned into for me. Searchlightdigital.io. If you want to go take a look, look at my LinkedIn and some of the interactions and stuff that are happening. But Gary, man, I'm so humbled that you made the time. I know how busy you are. You made the time to let me tell this story. So my man, I'm so grateful.
Listen, honestly, brother, I'm being selfish. I want this for my community because too many people just don't believe it. They don't think them. I can't work for him. I'm not. It's just not true.
Yeah.
Love you. See ya. Bye, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode.